Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Goldin. Here is this week's parenting from the Parsha, or specifically parenting from the Moed, Parshat Ve'etchanan and Shabbat Nachamu, entitled Shifting Perspective. A number of years ago, friends of mine told their young son that he needed to behave especially well, as his parents weren't eating or drinking that day. They were fasting, they explained, to commemorate that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. That evening, as they sat down to break their fast, their son looked at them confused. "Why are you eating? Was the Beit HaMikdash built again?" This cute story highlights a crucial question that we face each year after Tisha B'Av, as we transition into Shabbat Nachamu. Why exactly do we stop mourning? If nothing is practically changed at the end of Tisha B'Av, then where does the nechama, the consolation, come from? Following Yom Kippur, for example, after we spend a day in tefillah cleansing ourselves and we are told that Yom Kippur itself is mechaper, that Yom Kippur itself achieves a certain level of atonement, it is understandable for us to feel a sense of relief. But after Tisha B'Av, everything is still the same. We mourn the lack of a Beit HaMikdash, and that lack still remains. In what way is there nechama, consolation? The key to answering this question is to gain a better understanding of the Jewish concept of nechama in Jewish thought. Rav Elchanan Adler, Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University, points out that although the classic understanding of the word nechama is, in fact, consolation, in a number of places in the Torah, the word means something else entirely. At the end of Parshas Bereishis, as well as in the aftermath of the sin of the golden calf, the Torah uses the word vayinachem. And in those contexts, it refers to a situation where Hashem reconsiders a decision he has made, where he seems to change his mind, as it were. How can the same word be used to mean consolation and reconsideration? Rabbi Adler suggests that this double usage helps us gain a better understanding of the very concept of nechama and consolation. In Rabbi Adler's words, quote, "The essence of consolation is the ability to shift perspective, to look at the same reality and to reconsider, to see it in a different light. While from an earlier perspective, a tragedy might be viewed in stark black and white terms as senseless and meaningless, nechama allows for shades of gray, leading one to perceive a silver lining within the depth of the suffering. While a painful void and gnawing questions still remain, the spirit of nechama begins to uncover divine grace, permitting people to discern the hidden hand of providence underlying the apparent madness and encouraging them to use the painful experience as an impetus to move forward creatively." In short, nechama connotes the ability to reconsider. Although externally nothing may have changed, and things may on occasion even seem worse, internally, a transformation has taken place in the meaning that one assigns to this harsh reality. End quote. This was taken from a YU Torah to Go 5773. The article is entitled Tisha B'Av, Hope in the Face of Sorrow. The Jewish concept of nechama thus refers to our ability to reshape our view of what has occurred and to search for and appreciate the silver lining in what has happened. This is not meant to take away from the sadness and mourning. The pain and grief is still there. However, at some point, nechama is born out of our ability to reconsider our perspective and to begin to recognize any positive aspects that may exist in what has occurred. Despite the tremendous destruction and devastation that the Churban Beit HaMikdash represents, if we look closely, those silver linings do begin to emerge. A well-known Medrash points out that there is consolation in the fact that God chose to take out his anger on the sticks and stones of the Beit HaMikdash, as opposed to the Jewish people themselves. The Gemara at the end of Makos records the story of Rabbi Akiva laughing as he watches foxes walk through the ruins of the Beit HaMikdash, in contrast to the crying of his peers, because he realizes that if the prophecy of destruction came true, so too will the prophecy of redemption. Others point out that simply the fact that after 2,000 years we are still mourning the Beit HaMikdash's destruction is itself a silver lining, as it signifies our everlasting dedication to Tzion and Yerushalayim. We can now come to better understanding of the famous Gemara in Tanit, Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, that proclaims that one who mourns over Yerushalayim merits and sees its happiness. Some commentaries point out that the Gemara does not speak in the future tense, does not say that such a person will merit to see its happiness, but rather in the present tense, such a person does merit and sees its happiness. The clear implication is that when one goes through the process of mourning over the Beit HaMikdash, from that mourning itself can sprout the roots of redemption, such that a person immediately begins to experience the happiness of Yerushalayim. He only needs to look through the proper glasses. It is also no coincidence, then, that the Medrash declares that Tisha B'Av is the birthday of Mashiach, because the dawn of our redemption rises out of the ashes of our destruction. This ability to shift perspective, to first mourn a tragedy properly and fully, but then to reconsider the tragedy and search for the silver linings as a source of comfort, is fundamental to the Jewish identity and Jewish history. Throughout the generations, from the initial Egyptian exile across the ages to the recent Holocaust, we have encountered more than our fair share of horrors and calamities. And yet, what has defined us is our ability to rise back up, stronger and more determined. We do not forget the catastrophes that have befallen us. We continue to commemorate them each year, but then we move on and grow. The skill and ability to shift perspectives is an important skill for us to teach our children as well. Children in general tend to experience things one-dimensionally and in extremes. Something is either great or it is horrible. The ability to experience nuanced emotions, to recognize that something can be tragic but also contain aspects of hope and optimism, requires a certain amount of maturity and must be taught. As our children experience the challenges of life, both big and small, it is imperative that we give them the space to mourn and process the disappointment that comes their way, but that we then teach them the tools to search for the silver linings and positive elements that grow out of those challenges. Perhaps we can even teach them that it is okay to hold both emotions, sorrow and optimism, grief and hope, at the same time. Because that is part of being human, experiencing conflicting emotions and learning how to navigate within them. As Tisha B'Av transitions into Shabbos Nachamu, as we as a nation shift our perspective, as the sadness of the destruction gives way to the rays of hope emerging from amongst the despair. We remember that as important as it is to mourn, it is also important to find the silver linings, to find the sparks of positivity emerging from the tragedies. This is an important skill we must cultivate within ourselves and that we must teach and nurture within our children as well as we all make our way through the vicissitudes of life. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbat. Thank you for listening.